discussions in the show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated. A registered investment advisor, Cambridge and ECM Group are not affiliated. Welcome to the ExitCoachRadio.com network and the Retirement Matters Radio Show, where you can hear cutting-edge ideas and strategies to help you plan ahead for your retirement years. Every week, we interview top advisors, authors, and business owners to help you plan with clarity and confidence. And now, here's your host, Buck Blanton.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Spike, for that introduction. I wanted to introduce everyone. To bring in everyone to our Retirement Matters radio show today. Our first guest is Chris St. Germain, is president of V3 Capital Strategies. Chris, how are you today?
I'm great, Buck. How are you?
It's great to have you on the show. Thank you for calling down to us in the lower 48 here.
It's my pleasure. It's great to be on the show. I'm looking forward to this.
Well, Chris, tell us a little bit about you, I know you're a chartered accountant. That's the CPA equivalent in Canada, but also wanted to find out a little bit more about V3 Capital Strategies.
Sure, Buck. As you mentioned, I'm a chartered accountant in Canada. I've worked with Deloitte. That's where I got my start. And over a number of years and a number of transitions, I moved on to V3 Capital Strategies, which is effectively I act as a part-time or virtual CFO for companies, where what my focus is to help owners of small, medium-sized businesses, and they can get quite large. It depends really on the situation and what an owner is looking for. And I assist them with strategic planning. I assist them with exit strategies. I assist with growth and also financial reporting and helping to helping the owners of businesses grow and in many cases exit their business.
So I was just about to ask, do you typically see the situation where a company doesn't have a CFO? They bring you in, or they are looking, like you mentioned, for a way to exit their company and maybe a fresh set of eyes to look at everything and prepare it for that.
It's interesting, Buck. It's a lot of different situations. Typically, obviously, the company that I go to work for will not have a CFO in place, but they recognize that there's a need for some higher financial management and assistance in accomplishing their goals, and it really depends on what it is that they're looking for. You know, so I'm fortunate in that I've got a background that's quite varied. I've worked in many different industries. One of the things that I did do is I worked in a financial and special services group with Deloitte that focused on insolvency matters, or more importantly, trying to help businesses get back on their feet where they may have had some problems. So that gave me a good background to help owners, whether it's, you know, do you want to move into a direction of growing your business? Do you want to move into a direction of exiting and selling? Do you want to just get some financial controls in place so that you really understand where you're going so that you can make those next decisions and what you want to be doing?
But I was just about to ask, and you answered it in some degree, but I'll let you go a little bit deeper into that. When you have different clients of different industries and different backgrounds and different types of companies call you, I'm guessing that varied background that you have makes it a little bit easier for you to work across different types of products, manufacturers, and other things. But tell us a little bit about how you adapt when you go into a company that you go into two or three in a row and none of them are really related in what they do for a living.
Well, first I'll tell you that's one of the joys that I do get, or enjoyment that I have out of my business, is that I'm able to go into different companies and see many different things. And, you know, it creates a lot of variety, and I think that's a great opportunity for me to be able to look at many different things. But from an adaption standpoint and going in, so my clients vary from not-for-profit companies to, you know, wholesalers, home builders, development companies. And so I have a really broad range, and that is a good question. A lot of people come when I'm meeting with a new owner, you know, a concern that they have is, boy, you're not an expert in our business. How is it that you're going to be able to help me? And a thing that I focus on with business owners is to let them know that, look, you are the business owner. You're the person who knows and understands your product or your service, what it is that you're selling. What I can do is through some time that I take in talking with the owner is get an overview and an understanding of what are those key performance indicators that a business has. And based on that, I can really hone in and focus on those KPIs and help a business owner understand where they need to be looking in terms of, well, what is affecting your growth? How is it that you're going to move in the right direction? And it's so, even though the businesses may be very different in what they do, whether it's, as I say, a wholesaler or a home builder, not-for-profit entities, it's really looking at what is it that you need to focus on from a financial perspective so that you can meet your goal, whether it's growth, whether it's building your business so that you're ready for an exit, or, as I said, just getting your financial house in order so that you understand where it is that you're going and where you want to be.
Well, that leads me to another question. Have you ever had a situation where you walked in and the business owner was getting ready for an exit, and after you did your evaluation and talked with them, you said, yeah, I don't think you should sell this business. I think you should grow it. Or even the other way around, where that maybe they thought they were ready for growth and you said, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's time for you to sell it.
Well, you know, I've actually had two very interesting situations, and surprisingly, both in similar businesses. They're somewhat in the healthcare insurance business, and what I mean by that is they were typically taking care of clients who had been in an auto accident or had some kind of accident and had to get some service or treatment. And both of these companies were, I would consider them to be small to medium sized. You know, they were in the $2 million to $2.5 million in revenue. So not a huge company, but they were doing quite well. One of them was doing very well, and the other one was doing okay. In the situation where the company was doing okay, their bottom line was not significant. It was positive, but not significant. And they had an offer from a company that really, at the end of the day, all they were looking for was to buy one of the contracts. And the owner took a lot of time, and we spent a lot of time together assessing the business and saying, is this really the right time to be selling, given what ultimately the buyer is looking for? And secondly, what were your goals? And this happened to be a situation, too, where there was a father who was the owner of the business, son who was in the business, and the son very much wanted to take over the business, and the father had to determine whether or not this was going to be the right thing. Well, through a lot of work together, what we did is we determined it's not the right time to sell, and instead let's focus on two things. One is let's really focus on growing your business so that it can be much more valuable enterprise than what they had it at the time that they had an offer. And the second thing was, if the plan was to transition and sell the business to your son, then let's get him ready and understand where he's going. I'm really happy to report that last year, you know, going from a net income of about $80,000-$90,000 last year, their net income was well over $500,000. Now, certainly the business and the owners of the business were instrumental in making that happen, but just putting some controls in place, putting some planning in place and reporting and real structure and strategic growth, they were able to turn their business around.
That's a big increase.
And, you know, to be honest with you, we're 2 months into the next fiscal year, and things are still continuing to be positive, although we've put some different things in place because we want more infrastructure. So we don't expect the same kind of growth, but we expect more stabilization in terms of where the business is going to be going for the future. The other situation that I had was kind of interesting, where there were two owners, unrelated, 50-50 business partners, and one partner was at an age where they wanted an exit, and the other partner said, well, you know, I'll take an exit if I can get the right number, but I still have some good years in me. And so we did a lot of counseling and chatting. We did a lot of review of their business. And one of the things that we noted was that there was still significant opportunity for growth. And they did actually have an offer. And when they sat down and they looked at it, you know, the one owner was saying, I want out, I want out. The other owner was saying, I still think that there's opportunity for growth and I'd like to continue this on. And I want to make an investment over a period of time, looking at, you know, a horizon of probably about 8 years. And so by doing that, the two owners worked together and I helped them in discussing what their opportunities were and looked at some kind of exit strategy. Ultimately, where we got to with that client is the one partner is buying out the other partner, doing it over time, and the partner who's staying in the business is getting some freedom to go and make some investments in different areas, particularly in sales and marketing, which was a big opportunity for them to go and take the business to a higher level. The sale that's happened is to the other owner is on a very friendly terms, and they've accepted what the number was based on where the business was. And the second partner is going to have the opportunity to make that growth and hopefully capitalize on that growth through an exit strategy that's going to be 5 to 8 years down the road, more likely on the 8-year side, but definitely always one of the things that the owners are always looking at, or the one who's remaining, is if there is an opportunity to exit at the right price, I am still willing to exit, but my focus right now is going to be on going and growing the business. And there, what has happened since that decision was made is a new sales and marketing director has been hired. They've put some real focus on what are the business areas that they want to build, and they're seeing some returns and dividends already in about a 4-month period. And they're really gunning. Their year end is December 31st. And they're really setting things up so that they're going to have some significant growth for 2015. Pretty exciting. And I think that both of the owners have walked away with a very satisfied position on where they are and also where things are going to be going with the business.
That's great to hear. Compromise leads to success. We're talking with Chris St. Germain. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to ask him to tell us a little bit about, with maybe a bigger company, how does it work when you try to bring in a board of directors to help you make decisions. Be right back.
ECM Group is the home of fiduciary coaching. Webster's Dictionary says a coach is one who instructs or trains. At ECM Group, we instruct and train 401k plan fiduciaries to understand their role and responsibilities in guiding their corporate retirement plan. If you are like most business owners or executives, you need to run your business or do your job full time, and 401k fiduciary compliance just isn't your day-to-day skill set. Let the prudent experts at ECM Group coach you through the 401k minefield of fiduciary compliance.
For information, contact Buck Blanton at 904-955-0853. That's 904-955-0853.
We're back with Chris St. Germain of V3 Capital Strategies. And Chris, before I took the break, I wanted to ask the question. This is an excellent process to hear to get these business owners to sit down and talk with each other. But sometimes it's more than just a business owner or a pair of partners. You've got a board of directors to work with, and there's a lot of different ideas and let's say agendas on the table when you bring a board of directors into a situation. How do you work that same kind of situation when you've got that many eyes and ears involved in a decision-making process?
Well, you know, the first thing that's really important, Buck, when dealing with a board of directors is looking at who are the owners of the businesses. So the first thing I want to focus on is business owners where it's a for-profit enterprise, but it's privately held. We have a lot of situations where, you know, business owners, they run their business, they know what they're doing. But the question sometimes becomes, are they doing it right? Are they making the right decisions? Do they understand the direction and where they're going? And an owner who wants to bring their business to a different level And this can be very, you know, a small business, or it can be something that's larger. A lot of situations where you have board of directors is where you have outside money, whether it's venture capital or for second round financing. And a board of directors can be really instrumental in taking a different look at the business and also helping the senior management team, including the owner, which is typically the case, to look at their business from a broader perspective and say, where are you taking it? They are also very instrumental in keeping businesses on track and putting a strategy in place and making sure that the decisions that are made by the business team is consistent with that strategy and where they want to go. One of the companies that I worked with was a startup business in the software world, and they had a really good idea and a very, very energetic and enthusiastic principal. He was the principal owner from a common share standpoint and effectively owned the operations of the business, but he had outside money, and through the outside money, a board of directors was put together. And one of the challenges that the company always had was, what is the direction? Where is it that you want to go? And so the board of directors was key in keeping the CEO on task to making sure that the business was going to go in the right direction, that the right decisions were being made to maintain that strategy. Now, of course, in the software technology world, things change very quickly. So it meant engaging the board on a regular basis to help them understand what the direction was and to get their feedback and understanding what changes should be made and where they should be going. It's really important, though, you know, if as a business owner, if you're going to engage outside people to act as a board of directors, or it may not even be a specific board of directors, it may be a board of advisors, is to take the time and identify who are the right people, who are people that are going to be able to help you make decisions, and people that you can rely on, and really listen to what they have to say. It's important that you, if you're going to use people from the outside, to take their advice, listen to what they're saying, and move in the right direction. Always challenge. It's always good to question. It's always good to talk to your board of advisors. Likewise, your board of advisors or your board of directors should be doing the same kinds of challenging back to the business owner. And if you work together, I think that it's going to be a very positive. One of the areas where I've had some real interesting interaction with board of directors is in the not-for-profit space, Buck. And I've had two clients where they've had two situations where there's a board of directors and they knew that there was something going on with the company, but they really couldn't get to the root of the problem. And in not-for-profits, you know, it's obviously very different in that there's not an owner, and the CEO or the executive director are the ones who are directing the operations, and their goal is to continue the agenda of the not-for-profit. But the board has a real fiduciary obligation to make sure that the financial stability of the company, of the entity, is there. And in two very interesting situations, both of them had financial difficulties that were happening. And in one case, the management was presenting a certain amount of information, but it wasn't the full picture. And so it's important for those directors to get the full picture. I was engaged to come in and help identify where the problems were. And in one case, it was very positive, and the business or the not-for-profit has flourished. Whereas the other one, it was clearly there was no future for the business, and we had to make a decision to wind it up.
Well, I would think not-for-profits would be, you typically, and I might be wrong in saying this, but you don't typically have necessarily a strong CEO or president or founder person there. In a lot of situations, at least the ones that I've seen in our area here in Florida. So the board of directors does become very important in that situation, would they not?
Absolutely. Generally, your CEO or your executive director are the ones who are champions of the cause that they're fighting for. You know, whether it's an advocacy group for a certain area, it's Their focus is making sure that the message gets out, or that the direction of whether it's a political activity, they want to move things in a certain direction. That's where their focus is. The board of directors has to sit back and certainly support what the cause is, but at the same time, they have to make sure that it's done in a fiscal manner so that they can continue. And it's always looking forward, you know, where is your funding going to be coming from to make sure that you're going to be able to support the cause? If you're receiving government money, it's knowing and understanding that that government money is going to continue for a period of time. Or if you know that it's going to be changing, or if the economic climate is such that you expect things will change, then you've got to look at alternatives. And where do you go? What can you do? Whether it's finding new sources of financing or funding, or perhaps having to make some changes in your operation so that you can last a little bit longer until the economic slowdown turns. So that's where that board of directors really has to have that eye from that perspective.
Excellent. Well, Chris, thank you so much. Give us your contact information so our listeners can get to you and get to your services as that CFO position.
Well, that'd be great. Thanks, Buck. Best way to reach me is through my email, which is at cstgermain@rogers.com. That's C-S-T-G-E-R-M-A-I-N. At Rogers, Rogers.com, or they can reach me by phone at 613-878-7352.
Well, folks, I want you to make sure that you understand Chris is working both in the United States and in Canada. It's not just in the colder nether regions up there. So reach out to him and find him, because I've worked with him in a company and I've seen the magic that he can do, and it's a great job. Chris, thank you.
Thank you, Buck. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on your show and speak with your listeners. It's been a great time. Thank you.
We've enjoyed having you. Maybe we can have you back. We're going to take a break real quick, and we'll be right back with John Howard, CPA in Jacksonville, Florida.
You've been listening to the Retirement Matters Show with Buck Blanton on the ExitCoachRadio.com network, where we upload new 1-minute tips and 20-minute interviews every day from our expert host on a wide variety of topics. And if you're on the go, you can listen from your smartphone. Just type in ExitCoachRadio.com on your mobile browser. Come listen for a minute. For ExitCoachRadio.com, I'm Spike Reel saying so long for now. Discussions in the show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor, Cambridge and ECM Group are not affiliated.